b'mesiba, in a round stair we like, kohalechas tachas bira, with the one underneath, the bira underneath the base of Mikdash, a special pathway, how to go there, and it was not in the Kodesh, because he was tummy right now, so he used to go out like from the Kodesh, go underneath, v'haneiros dolkim mikan mikan, there were neiros lights lit there on both sides, it shouldn't be dark him, shumagila base of tefillah, until he came to the place where they went to the mikvah, u'medura ha'is tesham, there was a big torch there, it was lit up over there by the base of mikvah, u'beis kisei shakovet, there was also base of kisei there, that I go to the base kisei shakovet of respect. Now, the zilei kvoid, what was the respect they had over there? That motzono, if you knew, if you found the base of kisei locked, you found the door closed, so you should know your day, you should know sheyesh shemotim, somebody was there. For surach, you found the door opened, then your day also, you know sheyesh shemotim, nobody else was there. You can go into the base kisei if you need it. Now, Yorad Batovel, this current that was tamei, is all back, is all carried, has to go into the mikvah. Only comes up in his tampek, he wipes himself from his chamim, and he heats up himself, becomes warm. Kenegah ha-madura, next to the big torch, the big flame there. Then, bo v'yershav lo'etzalecha v'kanim. And the night, and now he comes back up and goes next to the other kahanim. Shashram neftachim, until in the morning when they open up the gates. Then, yoytzav olechloi, he goes out of the Beis HaMikdash, because he's a tful yom, he can't do the avodah that day, until Harash Shemesh. And the other kahanim, they go in, but he has to go out, because he's still a tful yom. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that Mishu writes, literally, whoever wanted to make the Trumas HaDeshen that day, Litrumas HaMezbeach, that was the first avodah that was done in the morning, the Trumas HaDeshen, his mashkim, he would get up early, the table, that kahanim would go to the mikvah, actually, Yavah HaMamunah, before the superintendent, like the one that takes care of this, came. Now, the Chibiezer Shah Mamunah Vod, exactly what time did this Mamunah, the one in charge, come to point the Kahanim? Loikal Itim Shavu, not every day was alike. Problem sometimes to bore Mikroi Sagever, early in the morning when the rooster starts to scream, Kruz Sagever, that's when he used to come way early in the morning. Or Yisamachla right next to it, Milafon a little bit before it even, or Yimalach a little bit after it. Now, HaMamunah, the superintendent, now bore came, the Doifik Alayim will knock on the door like, Vain Postle, they would open up the door for him. Omelem, he would tell to them, this Mamunah would tell now the Kahanim, that Mishatov, whoever went to the Mikvah, Yovoy Vyofas, let him come now, let's choose a lottery, let's make a girl now, to see which Kahanim would be Zecha to do the first Avoidom of the Trumas Adeshin. Say, so they made the lottery, Zocha Mishatov, whoever was Zecha to take the Trumas Adeshin, he was Zecha first. So that's his first Avoidom being done in the morning, that a Kahanim has to go by the Mizbeach on top of the Yeshua there, and take off a shovel full of the ashes and put it down on the side of the Mizbeach. That was the first avoid they called the Trumas HaDeshen. So they had a girl to choose which kohen should do it. Yeah, the Gemara says, now, Minoan and Mili, how do we know this from? That is this Indian to have Shomrim to watch the Beis HaMikdash. And there were three places where the Kohanim used to watch, Minoan and Mili. Some Rabbi Abai says, Omakor, the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, V'yachoinim lefnei HaMishkan, the one that rested in front of the Mishkan, Kedem on the east side, Lefnei Yoyim Moed Mizrach, in front of the Yod Moed on the east side, was Moshe V'Yaron Abonov. Shomrim Mishmeres HaMikdash, the Mishmeres B'nai Yisrael. And they used to stay and used to watch the Mishmeres for the B'nai Yisrael. So kids say here, it's Mashmavot that used to be Shomrim that used to have to watch the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi, like before, says, it means Aaron Abonov, Harei Gimel, that's three Gimel, that's Gimel Shomrim. Aaron Abonav, that's three. But the Sefer, Gemara's question later, maybe they're all in one place though. Now the Gemara says, Amri, it's like a true. In Shimo B'Yalma Ashkechon Deboi. It's like a true. We find from these Pesukim here that you have to have a Shmira. You have to watch by the base of Migdash. Kana Malaviyim. Shafi, Goros Tisanat, some say here, some pay this out. But I call upon a Mio Masnis and Ketoni, Bishloisha Mekoy Masakanim Shem of Base of Migdash. That there were three places where the Kohanim used to stay in the Beis HaMikdash to watch it. Something that's also in Mohav later, Valaviyim was Bieschum V'yechud Mokum. That we'll have later that there were 21 places where Levim used to stay in the Beis HaMikdash, like to watch the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, V'yilu Krom, Kohanim Levim Bahad Yadod Diksiv. Here the Pasuk is Mashm with Levim and the Kohanim are both together. Mashm, everything was on like one Shimmer, that's all. So how can we come out? There were three for the Kohanim and 21 for Levim. Here the Pasuk says, Aaron Ubonu Mashma together. Smur says, no. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hochi Kom, this is what the Pasuk means to say. The ones that lived in front of the Mishkan on the east, on the Kadim on the east side, the Fnei Ayumad Mizracha on the Mizrach, the east side, was Moshe. So Moshe was by himself in one place. For Hoda, then the Potim need to say, Aaron the Bon of Shem Mishmer HaMikdash, that Aaron the Chag Mokum, who Bon of Mishnei Mekaymus. That's what it means to say. That just like Moshe, as Leviim, was separate by himself, Hoadin Aaron and Bonav was also separate, as if to say, Aaron was in one makam, who Bonav was in Shnei Mekaymos. That's how we have it, that there were three places where the Kohanim used to work. Watch. So again, Mimai, how do we know? Midyachsiz, because there's no prospect for Yachaynim. So the Kohanim, they're resting there. Or Ksiv, it says, Shemrim. So Mash Mechaynim Lechud, Vishemim Lechud. The resting was in one place, and the watching was another place. So Mashma, that everybody was a different place. Moshe was in one place. And now in the bottom, we're in different places also. So Mar still said, maybe no, Ema, maybe Kula b'chad makam l'chudei. Maybe still they're all watching in one place. Maybe Aaron and Abonav were all in the same place. So Mar said, let's think about that. You can't think like that. To say Aaron and Abonav was in the same place. Ma Moshe, just like by Moshe. B'chad makam smash, and Moshe was in one place by himself. B'chad makam l'chudei. So I tell you, ask Aaron and Abonav, the same thing. The Pasuk says, Aaron and Abonav also b'chad makam l'chudei. From one place by itself, that's how we learn out that each one has his own separate place. So kids, so these three Kohanim, each one had a separate place where he used to watch from. Ravashi says, Misayfu the Kruah, Ravashi from the Sayfu the Kruah, the Pasuk says, Shomrim Mishmeris, Limishmeris. So that's a double Lashon. And the first says here, Ravashi says, Sayfu the Kruah, Yochalat to the Kalav and the Bin Gimel Makaimis, Bekanim, to receive Shomrim Mishmeris, Limishmeris. Harbe Shmiris, Mash Malata Shmiris. It was all in one place. What do you have to call a Shmiras Harbi for? It's all one Shmira. Since the Pasuk says, Shemir Mishmeris L'Mishmeris, Mashma, they were different places. That's how we know that the Kohanim were in three different places. That's Pshat in our Mishnah, that the Kohanim Taka were in three different places.